got Jam back, you know. We got Jam back.
No, no, don't.
Back in the car. You don't even need the introduction.
You don't even need the intro.
I'm part of the furniture.
Bro, literally, what's this? Third time, no?
Fourth. This is the third time still.
Third?
Yeah.
Third time. It's not the last for sure.
The champion, the emperor, the lion. Yeah. Hey! Last time I saw Jam, though, Jam was cussing me.
What are cussing for? What
you say? You don't want to bring it up.
I hate was killing you, man.
Like uncle. So you people have grabbed.
Bro, no.
You people have grabbed.
You know them better than us.
I actually forgot. You
know them better than us.
But I hate.
Anyway, how's your child this week? How's things going, bro? Talk to me, man. What's up?
Let's get into it. We've flipped the positioning about today.
Mm-hmm.
Different position, but I still did it. Do the norm. So welcome to the Father's Playbook, where we're exploring fatherhood one player at a time. I'm your host, Aaron. Across from me today, we have
Els, and across from me,
it's your boy Stoney, and we've got, I would say, a special guest, but it's not that special no more.
God punish you.
You're basically part of the FPB fam.
No, 100, man.
Bro, you just got to keep four chairs standard. Let me just be here. Every week we release something, just know that I'm here. No, but no, glad to be back, guys.
No, nice to have you back.
Fran, from the get-go, I wanted, just off camera, you were showing us a video.
Yeah.
I wanted you to, just for the viewer, just explain the video that we was watching. And...
So my work auntie sent me a video of kids, and she showed her kids because they've got iPads and they really misbehave whenever she takes it away or threatens to take it away. And the video, I can't lie, shocking. These kids are saying, oh, I dare you. Like, because the parents want to take away the iPads from the kids.
The kids are saying, I dare you.
And that's one of the, it's a compilation of of kids behaving really badly, telling their parents, don't take away this iPad from me. And honestly, Jude will never see an iPad.
Well, you reckon you're going for, bro, I used to say the same though. Chatting. I think it's that easy to
salute. Nah, crap. Bro. Of course not. Of course not. He's definitely going to see an iPad for sure. But
the age they're introduced to it.
Honestly, it's a big question mark. It's a big, big question mark. Because I don't know if it's the idea, keep it away from him as long as possible and then phase it in slowly. But then everybody else is using iPads. Exactly. You don't want it to be behind. That's the way of the world right now. There's so many layers to unpick with it. But I don't know, man. Your kids are a bit older. Like,
I was going to say, for me, it's like more times when like you want to try and do something quickly. And like, they're daddy. And you think, let me just give that iPad quickly. So I buy a couple minutes or so to do what I need to do.
Mm.
That's when I kind of, obviously, like, a child's a child, isn't it? We grew up watching cartoons and whatnot.
So playing outside and that. I feel like I don't see kids playing out.
It's different now. It's a bit more dangerous.
We used to play on the road, put jumpers on the roadside.
Goalpost.
Make goalpost.
Yeah. Forget it overnight, come back and it's still there.
Yeah.
Now, I don't even see kids playing outside.
Because there's so much I go to, because my oldest son, my girl's son, he's 13, innit?
Yeah.
Bro, even with him, like, to play outside, like, I start to worry because it's like, you start to feel like the area he's living in, like, he's going to get groomed by the area boys.
Yeah.
They start, he was even telling me the other day that one of his friends, one of them, the boys, liked him, he bought chicken and chips, the boys said to him, give me a chip.
A what?
Give me a chip.
You're lying.
No, chips.
Yeah.
That's how it starts.
But listen, so
that is how it starts.
Whoa. And it's
so to the 13-year-old, I want to find him
myself. Honestly,
he's like, give me a chip. Obviously, he's got his own money in it, but it's like different techniques. Like,
so just
it's the beginning of it. It's like, it's so subtle when it starts. Man, honestly, I fear things like that.
You have to. There has to be a balance, I guess, isn't it? Because I think that's what we're at this digital age now. I think the iPads are getting younger. I don't know how old is your one. They're using iPads already. It's mad. I think there just has to be a balance now because you can't say you can't let the
and then like, let me play devil's advocate as well. So it's like I was saying, we watched cartoons and that, but it's like that's their place. We was watching on TVs and the box TVs.
Yeah,
that's their place where they watch their cartoons. So you don't want to. Kind of
take that away.
Yeah, take that away from them.
Also, though, like our parents or our parents' parents, you know, they might not have watched TV the way we watch TV.
Mm.
See, like what we are seeing now
is
like our generation of the TV, like taking away from kids kind of thing. Because we would run home and make sure we watch Dragon Ball Z at 5:30. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we know that time is that time. Mm. But we'll still go out and play because we wanted to play. But those kids, when they were growing up, like our parents and our parents' parents, they would go out and play all day. You know what I mean? They were more social. That like, and that's another aspect of this is that our kids losing those skills of being like
sociable,
like,
man.
Actually, like interacting with actual people because you know, you even hear about like young teenagers and stuff that are playing games all day and all of their friends are virtual, their friends are online.
Yeah,
virtual.
And there's nothing
wrong with having virtual friends. There isn't, but that's not the real world.
Yeah.
You know, actually like speaking to people, you know what I mean? I would hate it for my son to grow up and not know how to speak to girls.
Yeah.
Or make new friends. Do you know what I mean?
Genuinely
speaking, because that's a playing outside, like being with friends, understanding people's different like quirks and annoyances and weird things or whatever, that what makes you
streetwise, a rounded human being.
True.
So I don't know what I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna ask God for the guidance.
Do you guys have like an age in mind where you'd say, okay, this is the age I'm gonna give my child a phone, or this is the age? I think
I've always said, like, if it comes to times where for me it's more of, it's not for the apps and that one. There for me it's more so is like if they start going to school maybe by themselves and I need to be in touch with them. I'll say that's the age I'll start giving them a phone. But if I'm dropping you school, or like, what do you need a phone for realistically? Mm. You already got your tablet, so you don't need it for the apps. You've got your tablet, so what am I giving you a phone for?
I hear that.
That's for me per se.
What about you?
That's a hard one, bro. But I do understand what you're saying, because if it is like that, I don't see not the point, but I don't see why you need it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? If I'm not too... Well, I don't think this will happen, but if I'm not too involved, there's a possibility. Obviously, I'm gonna need to know, like, if you're all right, blah blah, this and that. But I wouldn't want to be that parent anyway. I would want to be a bat. So I don't know the right age. But
this guy basically is telling us you'll give it a 5, innit?
Five. Bro, you must be crazy, man. 5.
I could see Elle's waiting for her sweet 16.
And you're saying, now you're a romance.
No way, man. I'm scared, bro. Like, the world that we live in at the moment, yeah? The things that you can see online.
What's your biggest fears, though?
My biggest, bro, there's predators online, fam. Yeah, trying to say, like...
More of her interacting with strangers.
But that's not talk with controlling the phone like that. That's taught with, again, being street smart, actually, like, interacting with people, like having a good relationship with your child. I think anyway, everything I'm saying is based on like theory and what I've seen around me, you know. But like, genuinely, like, I'm scared, as you know, going through, I think to myself, when will I give you the phone? Yeah, even an iPad, honestly, like I don't know.
Let me throw this in there then. So like, cool, you raised a good point about like your son's online talking to strangers and not going outside.
Yeah.
So what's the difference to that and like giving your child a door or phone talking to, like, and she might end up talking to strangers
online?
You're talking
game inside and then
gaming. Yeah. So they're all talking to strangers. No,
that's true.
No, but it's a bit different though. It is true, but you know, to be honest,
what's the difference?
I was watching some program.
I think you have that protection where you can turn.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's a bit different.
I think there's a boy. You know, people have deviant minds, so it's hard to say. But you know, with gaming, the majority of people that are online gaming are gaming. They just want to play, just want to have a good time.
Nah. Because my son's telling me about a story where there's like a game like Roblox.
Roblox.
He was like, there's like a forum where they all
type.
And he said some of the comments in there are a bit weird, and he thinks sometimes like, is this a child? And
he thinks it's adults.
Luckily, he's a bit witty. He's witty about it, and he knows what's going about.
No, there was a case I read the other day that someone got case of virtual rape.
That's, I saw that.
That's, I was about to talk to you.
But I didn't read into it. Did you read into it?
I watched the documentary about it.
To be honest, I looked at the headline and I thought to myself, this is clickbait, because how were you telling me it's almost like a naive point of view, because in this day and age, it's like anything is now possible, isn't it? Especially with this.
Nowhere safe, you know?
No, it's nowhere not.
Safe. No, I'm telling you, I'm
never gaming.
Maybe I'm naive, honestly speaking, but I was thinking gaming, everybody there wants to just
play games. You'd be surprised, man.
What are you going online to?
There's weirdos everywhere.
There's weirdos everywhere. Even my girl, she's not on that called Peanut. I don't know if you don't know.
My missus has that as well.
Your missus on that, yeah? What's bro, it's like social media for the pregnant ladies.
The stories. Look, I don't want to say peanut too much. Yo, peanut, we want the sponsorship.
Peanut, yeah, I don't know. I think the app is great. It's a fantastic idea.
It's really, really good. Great space for women to connect, speak on stories. But some of the stuff my missus tells me, the stories,
crazy. Especially the Americans. The Americans, some of their
crazy. I need the Americans on that app.
But coming back to my point is some of the, like, one person was posting something one time. My girl was like, this is definitely a man. They were saying, oh, one lady was just complaining about something about her nipple, yeah?
Yeah.
And then someone said, oh, yeah, take a picture, show us, or something like that. What the hell? I was thinking, who would type that?
Peanut has been infiltrated too.
Yeah. So you don't know who's on what.
Nowhere is safe.
Yeah.
It's true, bruv. Even some of them YouTube kids shows have been, I've seen all over the place.
But I genuinely think, this is my overriding point on this topic, is that even without those things, you know, we would hear of kids going missing and, bad stuff happening to kids before this digital age began. And the safeguarding, we have to replicate it in this virtual world as well. You know, only talk to people that you know. You know, don't go where, you know, you're just invited randomly. Don't talk to strangers. Do you understand? If you're unsure about anything, speak to me and honestly know your child. Like, if you know your child really, really well and you know what ticks them off, what makes them behave differently, what makes them secretive, what makes them open and stuff, you should be able to spot. I'm hoping, I'm praying that you'll be able to spot some signs and say, this is different behavior for my child.
Yeah. Like,
you know, because stuff from predators and stuff from people that have got sick minds, we have to just face the reality of it.
They're all out there.
Yeah. Does that mean that children won't be able to do things? They won't be able to go out and explore the world. They just have to be safe after that. We have to find a balance and, you know.
Do you think it's worse now than how it was before though?
100%.
You think so? 100%. Look at now.
It's always been there.
How many people have been exposed.
It's always been there, bro.
The reason.
You're right. There's more light on it now. Sorry to cut you off, bro. There's more light on it now, but I think it's always been there.
I think
there's been sickos out there for. Yeah.
No, there's been sickos out there.
Stuff about Nickelodeon. Half of them producers at Nickelodeon,
and imagine we watch that innocently,
thinking nothing.
There's one girl has came across it on TikTok. There's one girl, I think she was from that show Zoe 101.
That's the one.
She's outside Nickelodeon headquarters protesting.
Because
she said she got abused and they basically tried to hush it up.
Bear with the actors, the child actors. There's a list.
That's another thing. Like, I know we're talking about like digital age and social media, but that's another thing where it's like with this acting thing. I think like last week we were talking about modeling, getting your children into modeling, or the week before, I can't remember when. But even that now, it's not just you. You know, like you could go with your child all the time. These predators,
they're everywhere, man.
They're everywhere. So it's like, what can we put in place to try and not prevent it, but try and prevent it in a sense.
Maybe build, I think things like this, like building communities, man, where fathers could, you know, or parents as a whole, like Peanut, like you said, it's infiltrated, of course, but originally it's a good idea.
The idea is a great idea, definitely, for sure. Mothers
being able
to connect.
To speak to other people. Yeah. And,
I think it's great. Even my girl was telling me the other day, the amount of stuff she's learned from Peanut, from other mums that she didn't know before, is great. Because, like, someone put up a problem and you get so much different opinions. I think an app like that is brilliant.
It's a brilliant idea, honestly.
Bro, I didn't even know about that. I'm actually happy you said that.
Yeah, and you can even connect, you start talking to strangers, but you can connect with mums in your area because a lot of mums are going through it by themselves as well. They ain't got bedrooms, nothing.
Exactly, for sure. Like, you know, my missus, she's made some friends from Peanut. Like some people that we actually call friends. It's actually quite nice. But I think with Peanut, there is that kind of, well, you hope and pray that no mothers are going to be like crazy and stuff, but you know, you send pictures to each other, you can talk like a little bit first. And I think also because, you know, women that are giving birth are naturally going to be older and stuff, you just apply some common sense to it.
This person
seems weird. I'm not going to go there. Your missus as well pointing out that. Send a picture of your nipple.
That's a bit mad.
Every woman on that app knows what a nipple looks like.
Would you not post your, would you make an Insta for your child?
For my kid?
Yes. No.
You know what? Now that you know, H, no,
I've been in two minds because sometimes I look at my daughter, I think
the modeling status of
you would do well as a model, you know. But then I just fear too much. Like the way I was raised, it's like I was taught so much that there's dangers in that that I don't know if I could put it on my child. But to the people that've got the courage to do it, fair to them, I just say put the right safeguarding techniques in place.
Yeah. I think if I did, I'll be in control.
Yeah, I think you have to.
You know what I mean? I'll be in control, so I can kind of see what's going on, blah, blah. The only thing is, obviously, you putting like things out there for your kid, obviously, someone knows what your kid looks like, so you don't know what could happen after. I don't want to put out there like after hours or whatnot, but I'll be in control. So,
at what age? Make me feel, at what age would you start that?
At what age?
Yeah.
It depends, innit? Because at the moment, let's just say I'm taking pictures of my kid now, and let's say like a company just sees and says, oh, you know what? She'd be good for like modeling and stuff. I'm not going to say no to it. Do you know what I mean? But I obviously go there with a third eye to make sure everything's kind of safe. But I wouldn't say no to it.
You made a good point, you know, because you said everyone, when you asked a question, everyone said, no, they won't put their child, they won't create a page for their children on social media. Well, what about posting them on your own page?
I feel like I'm going to, when the time comes, I'll be posting my youth everywhere. I don't see how people
I'm still
can hide.
Scared now, bro. Like,
I understand the so credit is online. I do understand. In one sense, on one hand, I'm like, come and try. try a lot. But on the other hand, I'm like, man, it's too much of a blessing for me to just...
It's so much of a blessing,
That's where it is.
I do think this ultimately comes down to mindset. Yeah. The truth is, like I said, there's crazy people everywhere. Honestly, there's crazy people everywhere. And when Jude was born, I thought I was going to post him a lot more than I post him now, to be honest. But I've seen some stuff, and I'll be honest, it scares me.
Yeah.
It really, really, really scares me. And I know not everyone is crazy. I know not everyone is evil, but, you know, maybe it's the way I was brought up. I'm quite naive. I'm trying to see the positive in most people. Do you know what I mean? I don't go out thinking, oh, everyone is out for me kind of thing or whatnot. But I just want my child to be safe, man. Yeah, and I think everyone's got to do what feels right to them. I don't think there is like a right or a wrong.
Yeah.
But personally, I don't think I'd make a page for Jude just yet. Mm. I think when he's a bit older, maybe like 3-4 years old, when he's a bit older, maybe I can make a page for him. But if it's not banging,
lock it up.
But I don't even want one of those pages where it's like, oh, like, oh, my mommy dressed me up today. It's like, come on. Come on, man. Everything you can do is... That child can't type.
I hate it. Some of them take it too far.
In the comments, mommy will be like, oh, yeah, well done, baby. You look so good.
You're talking to yourself.
Look, I don't discriminate against anybody. If anyone's watching this that does that, honestly speaking... I just think it's a sign of madness. That's just my honest feeling. Honestly, a sign of complete and utter madness, man. That's crazy. No, but posting Jude, I reckon I will do again when he's a bit older. But but for now, I'm happy at the level that it is, you know.
Nah, I'm the same as you, man. Because when my little one came out, like before coming out, I thought, I'm going to show her to the world. But as soon as she came out, and obviously when you start talking to like your mums and stuff, you start hearing certain things that they went through. They're like, you shouldn't be putting your kid out so early because you don't know what evil eyes like.
That's another thing.
Got me, bro.
I don't like acknowledging it though, man.
I don't either.
And I know it's contradicting
you because when you hear it,
I know.
When you hear it, it's in your mind. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I know.
I don't really, I feel like, no, I'm blessed. Like, God's got me.
Trust me, I feel the same as well. Like, look, whatever any person has in their mind that thinks that they can do something to you, trust me, like, God will punish you 50 times. It's not possible.
Facts.
But.
You lot, man. Let me learn
the jams.
He's so
assertive.
No, I hear you still. I hear you, Jam, though.
But
I hear you.
Man, I hear it. I hear it as well. I'm really conflicted, you know. Honestly, I've got no finishing point on that. I'm really conflicted when it comes to that.
No, I definitely hear you, man. But for me, it's just, I don't know, like...
Do you know how amount of times that I've posted something, like, about to post something,
and then I
take
revert.
It off?
You revert, bro.
Especially my WhatsApp.
Revert, same.
I was about to post something the other day, and then I thought, the amount of hate and aunties...
Oh, I don't even want them to see it, you know what I'm trying to say? Everyone, like,
I took it off, I said, these aunties, you know, they don't say nothing to you, but they watch it. I thought, I don't like all of that.
Like, for me, I just... if it make like, it's got to be like a celebration or something. Even that, it takes a lot out of me. Bolting up, bro.
But is it this is sad though.
It's weird, isn't
it? This is the way of the world. Like, naturally, like when you think about like your circle, your people that are around you, yeah? Even like on WhatsApp, I know there's people that you speak to once, probably never speak to again or whatever. Are those people really out for your downfall? Are those people like really like your enemies? Like they preach in
so,
churches?
I don't think so. But at the same time, you don't know everybody.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Do you know what I mean? So you just don't know. And
prevention is better than cure. Mm.
Facts. But deep, it is. You see, back in the day, when you go through like pictures of yourself, it's printed. That weren't online, bro. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Mm. So it's between you and your family. You see that.
If someone comes home, they got your photo book.
That's different.
Photo album.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
But this opens the conversation, bro.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? It does. I know where I'm trying to go with it, but that's how I think about it, because I'm thinking, cool, back in the day, they used to take pictures, but they keep it for themselves. Mm. And then whoever comes around can take in or whatnot. Do you get what I'm trying to say? But now, it's like, we're dealing with the social media life. If you put it out there, you don't know what's going to come back, innit? Like, because powers are real, man. You know what I'm trying to say? Mm. And that's what I believe in. Mm. No matter what anybody says, that's what I believe in, innit? Mm. So it's like, for me, I just, bro, I double think everything when it comes to that.
I think it's down to culture as well, because some people might listen to this and think it's a goddamn picture, man.
I know, for real. But you know
how it's like, some of us have been raised like African backgrounds and tell you that people could look at a picture and wish bad on you.
Bro,
and
Nigerian Ghanaians, we see, they throw dart at a picture, bro. Game over, fam. Bro, I just shook at them. What do you see?
I went to too much nonny with
them. I'm telling you, I saw one the other day. It was so funny. Yeah. The husband, I don't know, the wife came to see her auntie, and the auntie was like, what's happening now? You've been married 2 years. Like, no baby. What's going on? And so she wanted to start talking in the spirit realm. Her husband appeared next to her. He was like, it's not everybody that you see every
Hey, that's funny.
You know? And she wanted to actually explain. She was actually just going to put it like, they don't want to start having children yet. They want us to do, they want to do whatever. But the auntie was like, talk. And especially
the first. No, the Nollywood films are the best, especially the sound effect.
Legendary.
I'll find the video. I need to show you guys.
That's true,
guys. It was so funny.
Yeah, sick.
But yeah, obviously, those things come from a place of experience, protection. Mm. Like, people obviously wanting what's best for like their kids and stuff. Mm. But yeah, I think everyone's got to do what they feel is right. Mm. I think I'm still kind of learning to like to balance it. But like you said, being on the safe side, like you think about it, nah, I want to do it now, kind of thing. But
Jude has no tablet at the moment, isn't it? But at what age do you reckon? Or is it more so when the demand comes in?
Like, I think when the demand comes in, because kids are really resilient. Kids learn really quickly as well.
They're sponge.
So yeah, and I reckon when the demand comes in, we can introduce it. But I just want to control it. I don't want him to think that tablet is life. Mm. Yeah. Everything's on that tablet. So I'm going to try, if he's on it, max 2 hours a day. And even at 2 hours, it's not 2 hours at once. Yeah. It can be broken up. Okay, do 30 minutes there, 30 minutes there, bit here, bit there. You know what I mean? I want to encourage him, go out and play.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I can. And I know it's hard. I know it's difficult, because
I was going to say, it's fair point what you're saying. And before I wrap up, but I was going to say, the amount of times that I hear new parents say that, and then when they get into the field...
Yeah,
that goes out the window, bro. Where you want your peace?
I know,
bro. There's
yeah.
I know. Everyone says it. Yeah. Everyone says it. Literally, but I'm gonna do my absolute best. Mm. Honestly, I might come back here in 2 years' time and be like, yo, you got me. Like, that's it. Like, you know. But I'm gonna do my absolute best, because I want him to know outside.
Yeah,
that's true, though. It's important, man. That's something that we're missing, like, with this generation now.
Yeah.
But I think, to be honest, with me, with the tablet thing, I think because my daughter behaves well with it, it's not too bad for me.
That's really good.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, she don't get, if I take it from her now, she's not going to get mad, bro. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
That's really good.
Where some people, bro, if you take that, brother, the kid's spinning the whole room. Bro.
I dare you.
I dare you. But she's past that. I'm lucky, bro. Like, she's past that stage. And I don't know if it's because obviously he was from early training or whatnot. Like, but I just said to myself, my kid's not going to be that.
Yeah.
Like, yes, not you, me, like, Come on, bro. No, that's what I'm saying.
It's really, really, really good. Yeah, it's really good. Yeah,
I'm not too strict to her when it comes to that. Because she, if I take it from her, she's cool.
Mm.
So I don't mind. I'll be like, you know what? She might deserve it this time. Have your time.
Yeah.
I'll take it when like you might need to eat or something. Yeah. You know what I mean? So,
but is she on it like? Like non-stop, like if let's say if you want to take it from her, would she just stick on it the whole time? Or
you know what, she probably would, man, because there's so much things going on YouTube, innit? It's like they just get stuck on it. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Even as adults,
yeah,
you hear about adults putting limits on TikTok.
There you go, bro.
That they put limits like after 2 hours, TikTok is blocked out. Stuff like this thing got a hold on you that much?
Yeah, bro, it's crazy. So imagine a kid like just watching tons of things like that,
because I can't blame them, because the content is there.
Yeah,
like there is so much interesting stuff to look at.
I think we need to put it out to the audience as well, like you guys let us know in the comments, innit, what age you think is the most appropriate age to introduce a child to the,
if there's any restrictions. Some people might not have no restrictions as well.
Do let us know your thoughts, man. Yeah, DJ, man. It's been an honor having you again, man.
A pleasure.
Thank you so much, man.
Wait. Why are we giving him a plug? He's one of us now.
hey, you see this mug, yeah?
Yeah,
there's space. There's space. Camera, you on me?
This camera on me?
Yeah.
No, man, thank you so much for coming out.
No worries, guys.
I appreciate it, man. Guys, come to the end of a segment. Make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe. We are over and out.
Nice one.